Catherine Gregg, who spent 16 years harboring the Boston mob boss James Whitey Bulger, has been sentenced to spend the next 8 years in a federal prison cell. Factoring in time already served and time off for good behavior, it's likely she'll spend about 5 years in jail, probably in a federal prison in Connecticut. At Gregg's hearing yesterday, when Judge Douglas Woodlock imposed a sentence close to what the prosecution wanted, he said there's never been a case of harboring as extreme as this one. As WBUR's David Boeri reports, it was a day of extremes.
At times, it was raw, crude, and cruel. The pain cutting. "Catherine, you're a dirty bitch," said Stephen Davis to a packed but quiet courtroom. As the brother of a woman Bulger allegedly murdered, Davis had been allowed to address Gregg on the impact of her crime. The refined judge, Douglas Woodlock, gently chastised Davis and another speaker. But the weight of his hammer came down on Catherine Gregg.
"I was very pleased with the 8 years. Good to see a judge finally, you know, put the hammer down a little bit,"
said Thomas Donahue. Prosecutors say Bulger murdered his father. Though Gregg was never charged with an act of violence and had no criminal record, they wanted her to pay the price for helping him. Here's the widow, Patricia Donahue.
"If the max was 10 years, I wanted 10. If it was 20 years, I wanted 20. Whatever the max was is what I wanted."
The line of argument that persuaded the judge was the same as the line used by U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz after the sentencing.
"This was not just a mere harboring case. This is a serious case where Catherine Gregg committed serious crimes. She helped and protected and concealed a fugitive, Whitey Bulger,
who was charged with committing 19 murders, making this an extreme case of harboring," prosecutors had claimed. Though the government chose not to charge Gregg with gun possession, the judge cited those 30 weapons found in the Santa Monica apartment in ratcheting her sentence upward. "She was fully knowledgeable about what those weapons were," said Judge Woodlock. Fighting against momentum, defense attorney Kevin Reddington pleaded for leniency, calling Gregg a prisoner of love.
"Is she contrite, Kevin?"
I'm thinking. She was and is in love with Mr. Bulger, and she's certainly a person who does not regret what she did in living her life with him. As they say, he's the love of her life.
In the courtroom, Gregg faced the judge and never once turned to see the audience. The cliffs of her cheekbones dropped into a hollow face, stern, pale, and intent. 37 years ago today, Tim Connors told Gregg in his impact statement, "Whitey Bulger murdered my father. If I had a sister like you, I would have killed myself too." Gregg gasped with pain at the reference to her brother, who had committed suicide long ago. She looked to the ceiling. Her hand came up to cover her face. Then she regained composure and showed little reaction to the rest of the condemnations. Reddington said she has no regrets.
"To say no regrets means that she'd do it again."
"She's in love with the guy. If she could be with him right now, she'd be with him. And she doesn't believe for 1 minute that he is guilty or culpable of these horrible crimes. She doesn't buy that, doesn't believe it, and absolutely stands by her man."
In the courtroom, Paul McGonigal tried to get Gregg's attention. He was her own nephew, and also the son of a man Bulger allegedly murdered, then buried at Tinian Beach in Dorchester, before the remains were dug up by state police 26 years later. "Catherine Gregg betrayed our family," McGonigal told the court, intending it for her. "Once a member of our family, she enabled the killer of my father to stay free." Gregg closed her eyes, showed the audience and McGonigal the back of her head.
"Miss Gregg was no victim. She made choices of her own free will,"
said the U.S. attorney outside court.
"So as a result, now she's paying the price."
Judge Woodlock used almost the same words when he imposed sentence. As he said, "There is a price to be paid," Gregg nodded in assent. During a break in court, her attorney, Kevin Reddington, talked about a stray cat that Catherine had found in California. I asked a question about the cat, and Reddington went over to the defense table to ask Gregg. Her face lit up. She was talking about her other love, stray animals. A few moments later, when the judge came back and offered her a chance to address the court or the families of the murder victims, she had nothing to say. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.